Hey guys, it's me, Peter Eldridge. I'm back with you guys viewing and listening to Seeing Beneath the Surface, episode 20. I'm here with Toni Quest as my co-host as usual. It's so awesome to have her here. We are discussing today in episode 20 about basically pursuing your 2018 goals, how to stick with those, how to get good strategies on doing your best and being able to stick with what you want to accomplish in 2018. And we'll give some of our points of view as to some things we're working on, kind of, what goals we're trying to accomplish. So, thank you, Toni, for being here. And
My pleasure. It's my pleasure. I really love doing this show with you. It's so good. It's very contrary to what I'm my regular life, you know? This show is sort of opens my mind as I feel like I'm paying something forward
to
the audience.
I can definitely agree. It's like taking knowledge that and then passing it on to other people so that they can benefit. And particularly, one of the biggest struggles is we're all it's a new year. We're all gonna do these this giant plate. It's like as if the new year is like this big buffet, and you just put a whole ton of stuff on your plate, and you're just like, can I eat all this? What am I going to do? Kind of thing.
That's a good analogy.
It's a struggle, but it's also exciting for the new year. And what better way than to talk about some really good ways of, keeping to your goals or keeping to what you want to accomplish this year? Because I know, I know from personal experience it can be difficult, and I know from talking to many other people, it's a little bit challenging,
But I think it's also important to talk about the challenge. As opposed, at least what I do is I talk about the challenge, or I make an effort to talk about the challenge rather than the difficulty, It sort of smooths it out for me. What do you think? You talk about how hard something is, and then all of a sudden it feels harder.
But
then when you talk about the challenge of it, then all of a sudden it becomes inspiring.
Like one of the major things, I was talking to my friends today, and we go to it's called Planet Fitness here in Minnesota for a gym. One of the things, a lot of people do is, their biggest resolution is, I'm going to go to a gym, or I'm going to work out a little bit more, or exercise and things like that. And we were talking, and this is normalcy right here, is that, typically within January to March, it's pretty busy. Then after March, April, it starts tapering off, and you have less customers than previously expected. And I think it's because, like you said, people are looking at, I've got to keep a schedule. I got to remember my measurements and things. And they just look at the challenge in that way, and it becomes overwhelming versus if they looked at it, what can I achieve, or even just admiring the small stuff, like let's say you're completely new to using a gym, you have no idea, what certain equipment is. Just learning how to use something properly is just one of those small overcoming challenges that you just have to remember that can push you forward to achieving your goal of keeping a schedule and working out, for instance.
I hear what you're saying on that one. I think what happens to people is I don't want to say they make it too hard. We make it too hard on ourselves, but they make it too all or nothing, as opposed to sort of easing into something. And I know when I do something, I always do things in the gym. I haven't done anything in the gym recently, but when I do exercise, and I do exercise, I always think to myself, will I be able to do this as well as I'm doing it now in 10 years? And if the answer is yes or maybe, then I'll do it. As long as the answer is yes or maybe. I don't take the answer.
you might as well, you might as well try it if it's something you're definitely, passionate about. Like I know a lot of people are, for getting back to exercising and working out. It's a passionate thing. Instantly at the beginning of the year, you just have this mindset, I'm going to do this. And, what I would suggest to people is, you know, if you're new or you're getting back into it, enjoy the little accomplishes because then they grow to a bigger one. You know, ease yourself into it. Don't be like, you know, because like you said, a lot of people, even my friends, are like, you know, well, you know, I used to, for instance, be able to carry this weight or that weight, you know, and I haven't done it for a while and I want to get back into it. And it sucks that I can't, you know, use that full, you know, carry that full weight like I used to and I have to get back into things. Don't worry about, like, what you used to do. And just, you know, see that as an accomplishable goal, getting back to that point instead of seeing it as, you know, well, ah, crap, you know, I kind of slowed down in the, you know, how long it's been ever since, so.
Yeah, it happens. There's different reasons why. And I don't even think of it as excuses. I think of it as reasons. It's like, you know, you go back to the gym and you see your regular crew of gym rats, the people that are always there or whatever, and then they say, where you been, you know, and you have a reason, not an excuse. That's why I look at everything. I don't make excuses, but I will give you a reason. You know?
Yeah, and one of the things, like, particularly on this goal of, like, athletics, you know, of getting back to, like, training a little bit more and things like that, one of the biggest things that I'd also recommend to people is, like, is, you know, having a friend or a family member, something like that, someone, you know, that, you know, you can be, it's weird to say accountable. Like, I mean, you're held accountable to them in a certain way, but you don't want to feel like you're so obligated that it becomes a job. It's just that you are meeting up with someone else and just kind of that mindset of, you know, hey, you're going there or, you know, you're going to, you know, what I do with my friend is that we always go to the gym and we would have, you know, like really interesting discussions just randomly about anything. Somebody would have a good time while we're there. And I think that having someone else be there with you to, you know, to be accountable in some way, that you're either there or someone to tell you, you know, that, you know, hey, you know, you can do this, you can do that, is definitely something I'd recommend, particularly in the sense of athletics, but also you can utilize this in other areas.
It's interesting. I know that when I go to the gym, there are friends you make. It's a great place to make friends and meet people. I mean, I was at the gym. I met Joan Rivers' chauffeur, you know, and I actually bumped into him by mistake, physically actually knocked into him because I was looking in the wrong direction. And we just started having a conversation on the elliptical, and it turned out that he was Joan Rivers' chauffeur. And I was like, wow, check this out. And then I actually met him. It's funny. I met him like 3 weeks before she died. You know, I think of it, I end up doing a portrait of her. You never know what it'll lead to. Go to the gym, you just never know what it'll lead to. And I did a portrait of her. You know, I wouldn't have thought of doing it if I had not bumped into this guy before I got on the treadmill and I was checking out his tattoos. He was telling me about, you know, one in particular. And that's how we got on the conversation. So it's not always about working at the social event very often for people. You know?
Yeah. You never know what could happen. That's a really interesting thing. And that's, like, ultimately the reason why we're talking about what we're talking about is, like, sticking to your goals is because you never know, like, you know, like, let's say you have a passion to, you know, for instance, you know, us as artists, you know, we want to create the best art, you know, and because of that, we get so motivated and, you know, we create a schedule where we're just promoting to people and talking and actively being social that, I mean, you never know who you might bump into or who you might talk to who will all of a sudden be like, you know, hey, I want you in my exhibition or things like that. It's so interesting because I will definitely state, you know, as one of the things that I'm looking forward to continuing that recently happened during the holidays and before the holidays and then after is that I've been promoting and doing my YouTube channel for, you know, about 2.5 years now. And all of a sudden, YouTube has come forward and gotten me connected to a whole bunch of sponsorships before I'm at the required amount to ask for sponsorships. So the interesting thing is that we've had 5 sponsorships of different companies. You know, they give you a piece of technology, review it, and then you can keep it afterwards. Mm-hmm. And that's something I hope to continue in 2018, because I told them after the first two, I'm like, if you guys got people who are interested or tech savvy, you know, let me know. And I never knew what would come of it. And all of a sudden we're on, you know, I'm on my sixth sponsorship right now. So you really,
nice.
You know, keep at it. You know what I mean?
Now, this is the show that you do earlier in the day, right? Well, I would say earlier in the day. This is your other show that you do. Am I correct?
Yeah.
That's
well,
wonderful. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Yeah, the YouTube channel is a mix of shows. So it's a mix of content from the Total Education Network. It's a mix of content from my own network, First Experience Network. This show in particular, it's kind of a culmination of all sorts of different places. And because of the mixed audience that comes to the channel, I think that's why they all of a sudden got interested and sent a couple things my way. And I'm just like, okay, now that I've got a little bit of a ball rolling, I've got a this is one thing I can say is I got a substantial sponsor just a couple days ago where I got sponsored by Google. And the fun thing is that they're going to be sending me a Google Home to try test out if it's accessible and things like that. And the fun thing is that I can't, you know, this is the fun part that I can't say, because I was allowed to say this to everyone. The fun part that I can't say is I can't say what color I'm getting. I'm getting some sort of a custom color, and to find out what that is, you'd actually have to check out the video when it does come next week. So that's going to be fun to do.
Yeah, that's really great, Kate. You know, congratulations. You know, you make strides. You don't take little steps. You make strides.
I try to, you know, and that's why I wanted to put this out there to like anybody who's listening. It's like, let's say you get a little bit of a momentum going, and then it kind of slows down, right? Like, let's say you have some people working with you, and then you finish their tasks, and then kind of have a slow period, so to speak. Just go out there, ask questions, and, you know, you might find your next project, your next company that you're working with. You never know. You know, never be afraid to, you know, reach out, because I know how difficult it is being kind of an antisocial person at times. And, you know, you just understand that, you know, you have unique abilities and unique talents that the rest of the world doesn't have, because you only you have that unique point of view no one else does, and present that to other people, you know what I mean?
Right. You know, and it's good to share the knowledge that you have, and they build, and so, I mean, you have a tremendous amount of talent in many areas from where I sit, you know, because you have this technological ability. I don't know if it's a skill set that a lot of people don't have, or I'd say, if I were to be accurate, most people have this skill set, but not everybody has it as well as everyone else. So it's really kind of like a cumulative knowledge base that's developed over a period of time, you know, and it's what you want to do with it. You know, I love the internet. I got to say, it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad that for now, at least, it's free, you know, really.
One thing I definitely, you know, another great strategy for you guys out there, be a sponge. Learn something new every day. Like, make a goal to, I mean, you don't even have to, like, restrict yourself as to, like, one thing per day. That's typically what I do. But just, like, make sure, like, you know, if it's one thing per week or a couple things per week, just, like, continue to learn something, even if it's in small chunks. Because when you do that, I mean, you learn those skill sets, and then next thing you know, someone comes to you and says, hey, do you know how to do this and this?
And you can say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do. And then be like, you know what, on top of that, I have a couple other skill sets I can offer you, too, just to, you know, put a little icing on the cake. And next thing you know.
Yeah, there you are.
But, there you are.
You never know what's around the corner. You never know what's around the corner for you, which is, you know, I think often a lot of people, I know a lot of people in my life. I know a lot of people, period. But I'm saying there's some people in my life that just either have trouble going to the next stage of what their own development is. Would be natural even for them to do because of their, I guess there's an apprehension. I'll say that not everybody is like someone like you or myself that feel comfortable, you know, talking on the radio. You know, I think about the fact that I've talked to tens of thousands of people. I've done that on live radio, and I'm not nervous, you know. I can say that it's interesting. The internet just provides such a wealth of opportunity, you know, and I think that it's a good idea to seize it. I think it's a good idea to seize it now because, you know, we do have our net neutrality, threatened. So, but even if that does happen, there's always a way to sort of get yourself in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. So, what are some things you're looking forward to, or like any, like big projects or things like that you happen to be working on that might be a work in progress or things for anybody to look forward to?
Well, I am so happy with this year that we're in right this second, because 2017 was an extraordinary year for me. I'll say that while I was going through it, I probably didn't appreciate the things that I was kind of learning by default. And I did go through a couple of tragic things, you know, death in the family and things like that, and a little bit, you know, of flare-ups of my, I'll say my issue. But mm-hmm. I got through them, and I feel really good, and I was blessed with a reward for the fruits of my labor, which I'll actually share maybe in another show, but it really was the opening for tremendous projects for me in 2018. I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, it definitely is. It's just, like I said, you start the momentum, and that's the thing too, is that I think it's important to mention too, is that, you know, unfortunately, you know, life does happen. Sometimes we get kicked back a couple of steps, you know.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that, because I definitely, this last year, I had some of my own things to deal with. A couple of them in particular were particularly severe, at least in my case, I had to deal with. And, and you know, it's just, it's difficult because it's a personal thing, but just always keep on going. There's always a possibility. There's always a way to keep going, even if it takes some time, like you need some time to relax or recuperate. That's totally fine. And
yeah,
I personally believe, because I actually have a friend who's going through some stuff at the moment who's part of YouTube. I personally believe, like him, if you need to take a break and you need to, you know, relax and make sure that, you know, your community understands, you know, that you just need a break because of some circumstances. That,
yeah,
you know, in some, it, that I hope they understand, because that's what you need. And if they don't, then, you know, that's unfortunate, but that's, you know, that's who you are. And if they can't take you who you are, you know, that's a big thing.
I think also when these things happen, at least this is my experience, it's good to realize that, you know, I do believe everything happens for a reason, you know, but when these things happen, I tended to get like all like bummed out about it when I was younger. But as I got older, I realized that had certain things not happened, certain things have happened a different way, there are opportunities that I was able to enjoy that would not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh yeah.
You know, it's kind of like missing the plane that you're supposed to go somewhere, and you're like, oh man, I missed the plane. And then you find out the plane that you missed that crashed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say, you know, or you got on a different plane, you met somebody, this is more positive, didn't happen to me. I got on a different plane, tried to take a diverting flight, and I met someone that was interested in my book, you know, for her book club in another state, you know? And had I not missed that plane, that wouldn't have happened. You know, something like, I think a lot of it is about having a preset mindset that's going to see the benefit in anything that happens, regardless. You know, some things it's almost impossible. I don't want to get into, like, horrific things. But there's always something to be learned. And if there's something to be learned from it, there is something gained from it.
Mm-hmm.
Your knowledge is power.
yeah, you know, some of the experiences that, you know, I mean, that you can have that might be trying experiences provide their own set of, you know, they provide their own set of challenges, but they provide their own set of opportunities to, you know, learn and overcome and continue to persevere through challenges that, because of the opportunity, the opportunities or the challenges you might overcome. You know, if it would have happened differently where you didn't have those challenges, you know, like you said, opportunities could have, you know, could have or most likely would have disappeared, from your radar.
Yeah, that's true.
It's definitely one of those things. And like, I'm thinking like, you know, going this year, like, particularly for me, I had four major goals that I had. And part of those goals was like, you know, not only being as like, you know, positive and promoting and things like that, like I normally am, but I want to also be as connecting and as, you know, create a positive community where not only is it one person talking to other people as if I'm like the top of the community, but I wanted to start something like a really huge movement where people are helping other people and inspiring each other. And instead of seeing, you know, like for instance, if you were to like see a YouTuber or things like that, instead of them seeing you as like, so to speak, top of the pyramid or top of the community, that you're just another person in the community. You're just, you know, you just happen to be making the video that everybody's watching at the moment, you know?
Right.
And in thinking about like that and other large tasks, you know, it's both daunting, but it's also an exciting challenge because I have a lot of ideas for videos, but that also means, you know, ideas for videos means I need to commit to them and I need to create a better schedule. And yes, I do fully admit, you know, I do need to get better on creating a good schedule for things because sometimes things do get, you know, a little wayside, unfortunately. But I, that is one, you know, many parts of my goals this year. And, I'm looking forward to it because it's the beginning of this year and it's only been, you know, almost 6 days into the year. And
6 days? That's all?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's weird. See, this is the thing. It's only been 6 days and it just feels like it's been just a ton of days.
Yes. That's what it felt. It feels that way to me because of the events, because of the events packed into it.
Because you're getting back into the swing of things and you're getting back into like your posting and promoting and all this stuff like everybody is, you know, you're getting back to work after that nice comfortable vacation, you know, then the kids are going back to school and it's just like
the debauchery of sugar and alcohol is over for the short, once again. That's what I consider it. That's what it's like for me in little Christmas. Is it January 6th today, right? Or 5th, whatever day.
Yeah. It just feels like it's been like so much, like you just have the feeling. It's not like a bad feeling, like, oh my God, you know, I'm so tired kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like just a, wow, I did a whole bunch of stuff on the first week of the year. But in some ways, for a lot of people, kind of seeing that, turning it into a positive thing, like, wow, look what I accomplished in a week. What can I accomplish in a month, you know?
You're making me tired. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, you're right about that. But you know what it is in reality? I would say that as an artist and an entrepreneurial artist and a real-life working artist, I mean, there's always something that's got to be done. You know, there's no way that I can say that just because it's a holiday or whatever, there's always an opportunity to accomplish something. And I'll tell you what one of my lifelong goals is, it really is kind of a recent goal because I have lived a lot. I am living a life. I feel fulfilled. But one of my real goals is to be successful enough to give away half of my money. Just give it away, half of it. And I still have enough, maybe more than enough. you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that often in my world, if I think outside of myself, take my ego out of it completely, which is not an easy thing to do all the time, that, and I think in terms of being able to pay my success forward, when I think that way, it's like everything mm-hmm. I do is a success. Because I'm not really doing it just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds so corny, yeah. Doesn't it? But I'm sincere. You know, no, I really mean that.
Yeah. But I mean, like, stuff like that, like the ambitious ideas and just the, you know, the lifetime goals, those are important and those can, you know, change lives. Like, one of the major things that I want to do this year that's, you know, it's something that I always want to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I can figure this out and figure out how to do it, which I know I will very soon, is I want to do charity live streams. I want to do more charity live streams because the one uh-huh. YouTuber that I watch, he does a charity live stream every single month and raises at least $100,000 each charity uh-huh. live stream. And I'm just like, I probably won't raise $100,000, but I would love to, you know, I'd love to help out, you know, like organizations, blindness, visual impairment, you know, all sorts of different places. You know,
and I make more than $100,000.
Oh, you never know. Well, you know.
You know, really. I mean, why? If you can do it, why can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no pressure. Well, no pressure, Pete. No, seriously. I think your mindset is interesting, but I think that because of your sincerity and because of who you are, I think it's very possible that you can make more than $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I can see you doing that.
I figure it's just a matter, of time. Like, I told someone, because they were like, you know, they're like, you know, if you got $1 million, what would you do? And I'd be like, I'd be a horrible millionaire, because it's not for the sake of, like, that I would use all the millions of dollars. I would be like, you know, okay, my family is comfortable. My friends are comfortable. I'm comfortable. Now it's time to give back some, you know, and they're like, you know, well, wouldn't you like
that? That's a bad millionaire.
Yeah.
That's a perfect millionaire. You'd be the perfect millionaire.
It's part of their mindset, like where they're like, oh, you should be like getting like buy like big cars or big houses, and I'm just like if I can get a good house, you know, a good lifestyle and everything, I'm happy. I'm not gonna look for the giant mansion because I'm just like, you know, it's too much dang. Too much to take care of and too much to handle. I'd rather have a nice, comfy lifestyle where I can start helping out people, you know, through the benefits of, like, either where I'm working or how I'm working. That would be fantastic.
You know, the thing is that I think that the things that you do in general are things that are intentionally to help people. I think that's a winning situation. You know, when you're thinking in terms of doing something for someone else rather than yourself, that's what I think. And I think that just expressing yourself and your feelings and trying to give people encouragement in itself is a winning thing to do, in my opinion, as well. Not everybody's that way, you know, but I think that people that are intent on paying it forward, which is like a concept that I kind of learned later in life, I think those are the people that do exceptionally well. Those are the mm-hmm. people I think that someone might trust, you know.
Yeah.
I think when you do give things away, they come back to you, all the good things you do.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to a woman recently, you'll like this, Pete. I spoke to this woman recently about, we were just talking about different things, and she said, whenever she says, I said to her, I have a problem. I know that people get jealous, you know, and I get upset when people get jealous. I think it's a real ugly emotion. And she mm-hmm. said, well, whenever I get that feeling, she says, she lights a white candle. And she says to the universe, whatever anybody's thinking about me right now, I want them to get it back tenfold. So if they're thinking something really good about me right now, I want them to get the same thing tenfold.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And so I mm-hmm. think that you might get into a position, and I think that you might see this sooner than later. And my prediction is that you'll enjoy a lot of success very young, which is very soon, because very young for you is actually right now.
So I really have high hopes for you. I really do.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but it's just, you know, the one thing I always like to remind people too is, you know, you hear about like successful people, or you hear about, you know, like if you're hearing this story right now, or hearing what I'm doing, or hearing what Tony's doing, I mean, it's not something that's, you know, got some sort of like gigantic secret behind it. I mean, it has, you know, things that you have to learn, but to say that there's really, you know, and this is weird because a lot of people are like, you know, well, this is true, but in my mind, to say that there's secrets to success, I don't think they're really secrets. They're just things you haven't learned yet, or haven't really considered, you know, grasping or utilizing.
Yeah,
because a lot of people, you know, would ask me, you know, like, well, how do you get opportunities? Because I am naturally a curious person who likes to bug people.
Well, you don't bug people. You're a nudger. You're what I call a nudger. You nudge people.
Just like, you know, a little elbow. Hey, guess what? But, you know, it's little stuff like that, you know, that, like, you'd get like questions on YouTube videos or on like social media, and they'd be like, you know, what are some secrets to your success? And, you know, there's not really secrets. It's only about, you know, understanding if you have the will to think of something you want to do, you can go out and you can start attempting it. If it's baby steps, if it's in huge strides or whatever it is, you know, this is your year. The interesting thing I've recently been doing, and this is probably for like the last 3 years, I assigned a word to each year as for like a particular it just kind of gives you like a mindset of like what you want to do that particular year. So in my instance, this has really helped because it kind of gives me an idea of what I want to do and what do I want to accomplish. Which I would definitely recommend to everyone to do that.
Mm-hmm. You think of a word, like a theme word kind of thing, like a mantra?
Well, just like what do you think your year is going to encompass? Like, is it going to encompass creativity because you're an artist? Is it going to encompass success because you want to work hard and you're going to work hard? Is it going to encompass you know, music, or it could be anything that really, really speaks to you? Because, like, one of the major things is, like, a lot of people say, you know, oh, this is going to be the year that, you know, like, one of their major goals, like we talked about, was, this is going to be the year that I get better athletically and I start working out more. And then they put, like, you know, that goal as their, as kind of like their encompassing thing, and because of it being that encompassing top of the ladder, so to speak, thought, not only does that make that kind of bigger than them in some ways that they kind of get a little sidetracked by, it's a little daunting, but I feel that if you have like a word on there, if you have a word as your top priority, it encompasses what you want to do for you. So like every time you think of that word, you're like, you know, I committed to that, you know, and I have to really try my best and my abilities to follow up on my commitments and my dedication to it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the law of attraction, you know? It sounds like the law of attraction. You know that I am a law of attraction practitioner and like a life coach for artists. And one of the first things I always say to people, and I've worked with a couple of people recently, and the first thing I tell people to do is, besides thinking when controlling what you say, and I mean controlling, but being mindful about what you're thinking, the things that you say, people say things that make their lives hard. They don't realize they make the same statements over and over again, and they make their life really difficult. Unconsciously, it's not done on purpose. But it is somewhat deliberate. At the same time, there are people like yourself, people like myself, that we're very careful about what we say. You know, because you can say, make a remark over and over again about yourself or about a situation. And what you do is you actually create that. Even though that your intention is to be successful, you actually might be beckoning some kind of a failure or distress. And so, you know how often you talk to certain people, they'll say, you're having a conversation, and they'll say, well, you know, I have the flu. I'm not sure, but I have the flu. And they'll say, well, don't say it. Don't even say it. And don't say, I have. Because when you say, in my opinion, law of attraction, you say, I have. You're taking ownership of that thing. So, you know, as you know, yes, right. I have that. You've taken ownership just by saying those two words. So why don't you just say I have $1 million? Why don't you say I have $10 million? I like $10 million. $100 million.
The one thing I definitely, you know, like you said, is to say I will have or you know that I have it already or that, you know, I one of my major goals, because I know this is gonna happen. For a couple of major reasons, but one of the major things that I was wanting to happen this year is I told everybody in my first goal, I said I am going to see again, 100% guaranteed. I don't care if it takes days, nights, weekends, whatever it is, I'm gonna find a will or a way. I'm going to get the things that I need and the devices that I need, and it's gonna happen. You know, 100%. It ain't gonna be like a maybe or nothing. And
no, it is. It is. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I hear where you're coming from, and I believe that for you also. I do. You know, it seems like to me it feels inevitable for you. It feels inevitable that you will see.
Yeah, it's just.
I know how it's gonna happen too. I know. I won't say. I don't want to ruin any surprises, but you haven't told me, so I can feel what it is and why you're going to see again. I'll congratulate you now. I'll congratulate you in advance. No, I'll congratulate you now. Congratulations on your new site.
Yep. It's definitely, I know it's going to happen this year. And when that happens, you know, I'm going to create, you know, YouTube videos. I'm going to do everything encompassing it, not only for the sake of myself, but for others. Cause like so many people are like, you know, it's something surrounding, you. You know, I mean, we're all hoping this for you. And I'm like, well, yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, I can help other people. And that's definitely what I intend to do, when that happens. Cause I know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time, but you know, that having that mindset though, just having that idea or even like if you don't even want to say it, like writing it down or creating some sort of a post that, you know, so you kind of like committed to it, you know, saying, you know, I will have something, or I'm going to do everything in my power and this is going to be mine by the end of the year, can be very powerful.
Yeah.
Like I tell you, my last year's goals were not to have the community that I have. My last year's goals were primarily around, you know, getting things much better for opportunities, and you know, obviously working out like I started this year. This last year, 2017, continuing in 2018.
It sort of segues by default, right? The two years segue by default, you know, there's no way to get, you know, it's a transition no matter how you look at it.
So it's just, you know, looking forward to 2018, you know, people say 2017 was a rough year. Unfortunately, you know, it's going to be a great year, but, you know, we might hit a few bumps in the road here and there. But what I definitely just What I would recommend, on top of like having, you know, different mindsets and going out there and trying new things and talking to, you know, as many people as possible and just kind of trying to get out of your comfort zone, I would definitely recommend this being one of the, if not the biggest thing on your resolutions list is to be who you are, because I know how important and how difficult it can be at the same time, because we all have this tendency where there's something we want to, you know, that we want to not make known or just not put out there, because we're afraid of how people might think of us, you know, if we do things a certain way or whatever it is. And in my opinion, you know, although you want to create a community, you want to create a community that understands you for you and not for, you know, someone else. Because the interesting thing to use as an example is a friend of mine has a YouTube channel, and for the longest time, I think it was like 3+ years, he had a character's voice for his channel, and that was just who he was. And mm-hmm. he just decided one day, he's like, you know, I got to show my face and I got to, you know, I got to tell you guys or have you guys listen to my real voice in my videos. And that's how it's going to be from now on. Because, of course, he was a little self-conscious and thinking, you know, that people would like him for the character, not for the real him. But he just thought it was a good choice to be himself rather than, you know, just being the character. Because, well, even though his voice changes, he really is the character. That's just his mm-hmm. energetic self.
Mm-hmm. But you can't change who you are, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I think that we're all made perfect. We're all born perfect. Mm-hmm. That's why I look at it, you know, in God's eyes. You know, but I think that a lot of people this year have been going through, this past year, we're going through a lot of difficult personal changes, the collective mind globally. I think that as a group of people on the planet, I think that we've gone through some tremendous upheaval and changes and, you know, surprises and things that are just so out of the ordinary. I did feel kind of like an underlying sort of rumbling among us, but, you know, you kind of have to rise above that because it's just your life. Like I would say, mm-hmm. I can only change my own personal universe, you know, and any which way I can. I think that we've all been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And I also think that a good theme to take in my life has always been to pay it forward, because once you get out of your own head, out of your own headspace, out of your own ego, that's when real magic starts to happen. You can put your ego aside and just start thinking of why you're here to contribute to the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your contribution to the collective? You know,
yep.
Your positive contribution. And I think it is about mindset. And I do believe in the law of attraction, not the way most people understand it, not in the way that it's been sort of marketed, you know, but there is
mm-hmm.
a reality to it. And if you look back on your own life, and our lives are really all the same length, in my opinion, because your whole life might be 30 years, or someone else's life, whole life might be 60 years, but it's still a whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we start thinking in terms of why we're here and what contribution are we making to the global society, you know, I think that once we start thinking outside of ourselves that way, that I've learned is when the real magic starts to happen.
Yep.
Idealistic.
You know,
I'm idealistic, right? Idealistic.
Yeah. You know, because the weird thing is I was like my friend once. You know, I thought a symbol, so to speak, would be more important than putting my actual like face out there, things like that. Because when I first created videos or I first made content, I didn't have my face out there. No one knew my name. No one saw my face. All they did was know that, like, for my YouTube channel, it was Pete4725, but they didn't know the relevance.
You're like Prince. Remember when Prince did that? Prince tried to have just a symbol. Yeah. And I don't know if that really worked for him or not. It didn't ruin Prince. But, I mean, I remember that was, like, very bizarre, but it was for him to do that. But I understand the concept.
Yeah, and I decided to, not only for the sake of, like, realism, you know, like my friend, where I just, you know, I broke out of my shell finally, and I started recording myself and having my picture out there and things like that. But I was thinking to myself, too, always that, you know, that I have a particular, I have a particular life and a particular view of the world that I know a lot of people experience. And I thought to myself, I'm like, I have to share my thoughts because I never know whose ears that might reach and what they might, what that might do for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and this is one thing I wanted to touch on, because this is one of the major things going through YouTube right now, is, because throughout my life, I never thought I'd make such an impact on people.
Mm-hmm.
Where I helped someone, I helped two people in my life prevent from committing suicide because they felt,
wow,
they felt like their disability was just, you know, was just horrible, or was just, you know, this god awful thing, and you know, and I told them, I said, you know, you know, there's just not really anything you can really think to say, but, you know, thank you, and, you know, you're just doing what you do. And because of, like, stuff particularly like that, where it's so important to help as many people as humanly possible,
mm-hmm.
But because of, being myself, I continue every year kind of with that thought, you know, how many more people can I help? How much more of my story can help someone, you know, no matter what it is, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, something, that's the way to think. It's people are inspired by different things. If you can just get one person. The pastor of my church, I haven't been going to church very much lately, but I just remember her saying once that there were a bunch of people that came to church for something. I remember her saying that if I can just get one person, you know, to turn their life around to God, she said she's successful. If there's 1,000 people in the room, 1,000,000 people, if one person can make that change, to her, that is success. At least for the moment, for that particular moment. You know? I mean, who knows? People are motivated by different things, you know? Like, just like people being attracted to each other for different reasons. You know, I've seen a lot of different scenarios, but I always found the ones that are thinking outside of themselves, you know, not, I mean, you do have to think about yourself, but the people that their ultimate goal, like my goal is to, you know, be successful at my art, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But if I even made enough money in terms of money, because most people quantify, you know, themselves, unfortunately, through money. But if you do that, and I can't say I've never done it, to quantify myself that way, I find that if I can make enough money to give away half of my money, I'm a success.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I can afford to give it all, half of it. You know?
Yep.
At least half of it. Maybe three quarters of it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, how much does one person need? You know?
Yeah, really. Yep, I definitely agree. It's definitely a new year, and, you know, like I said, we're going into a new year. There's so many different possibilities, whether it be success, whether it be helping out others and paying it forward, you know, looking at things as if you own them, as if you already are them. It's 2018. It's here, and we're ready, and it's January, and we're ready to go. So.
I am happy. I'm happy. Did you go to any good parties? I just want to digress. Did you get enough merrymaking in for the season? Did you get your party on at the end of 2017? I always believe you should do a little partying in December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a lot of partying. A lot, even better, yeah.
we had a good holiday, you know, me and my family, you know, we had some friends over, we had some food, you know, we had music, it was all that good fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just after the much needed break for almost mm-hmm. 2 weeks for me, I was just like all fired up for this week. I'm like, I'm ready to go. I got all my stuff ready. And
we have stuff in the hatch, too. We talked. We have somebody on board for next show, but this one is the one we're talking about now. So we have a lot of surprises, don't we? We have a couple of surprises.
Yeah.
Our next guest is going to be a fun one, right?
All right. Yep.
And
you know, that's something that you guys definitely have to look forward to in the new year, too, is more episodes by us, more great guests that are going to come in, and they're going to explain not only about their expertise, but we get to have some really great discussion. And the growth of the show, too, like the growth of the show is insane in 2017 when we first started it. So I'm mm-hmm. definitely ready to continue growing the show and reaching more viewers and helping more people. So, I think we're almost out of time. So what I figure is if you want to tell people where they can find you or any current projects that people should check out, what you thinking?
Well, I want to say Happy New Year to our audience. You know, Happy New Year, Happy 2018. This is going to be a really fantastic year. You know, it really is for a lot of us, for most of us, for all of us. And I just wanted to say thank you for listening to the show. I mean, I seek personally to educate and entertain and inspire, you know, and that's always a goal for me daily, and it's a challenge, but it's something that I enjoy trying, a challenge I enjoy attempting or just needing the challenge. And I see a lot of change happening for all of us in our global community. Thank goodness for the internet. Thank God it's free, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to keep it that way. Peter and I will talk more about that in future shows, but got to keep the internet free, especially for people that are disabled, so they can get the resources they need for people to be able to educate themselves that really don't have the wherewithal and the means to go for higher education or any education in some cases. The internet provides that, and I believe it should be free, you know. And I'll be an advocate for that. I don't usually join. I'm not a joiner of movements and things like that, but I'll say that the internet has made it possible for me to be on this show with Peter. He's in Minnesota. I'm in New York. You know, I mean, come on. It should be free, and we're trying to teach people things. I really do believe in it. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank Pete. Thank you, Pete, for being on the show with me. It's cool. I like it. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
looking forward
to
the rest of the year.
Yeah, most definitely. It's been fun. It's been awesome. Like I said, we're going to be creating some more awesome episodes with some more great guests. A little side note here for you guys for like net neutrality. If you guys want to support net neutrality, there is actually a class action lawsuit with numerous states piling in as we speak. So if you want to become a part of that, contact your local state representatives to see if you are a part of this, and if you are not, to encourage them to become a part of protecting the internet and making sure that it's free and accessible for everyone to use in the coming years. But yeah, like you said, I do say to you guys, you know, Happy New Year, it's 2018. We're ready to get rolling and getting some good stuff out there for you guys, and you guys are ready to do some awesome things in the world. So what we'll do is we won't take up too much more of your time, but what we will say is that we will have another show coming up very soon, episode 21. We do hope that you guys check out the show, because we really, really enjoy you guys and your feedback and viewing the show. It's just awesome. Make sure to check out the next show. You can find us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, and all those great different places. We are expanding every single day. So thank you guys so very, very much. This has been episode 20 of Seeing Beneath the Surface. Have a great night, guys, and have a great night, Tony, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.